Just for argument's sake, say you had like just...
J.J. Watt.
Okay.
J.J. Watt, $1 million. Yeah. Yes, I'd pay for it.
Would you really? Yeah. If you had like $10 million in the bank and you had a chance to just like kiss someone famous, like, would you spend that cash to do so?
Absolutely not. There's 8 billion people in the world. I can find somebody to kiss me.
There's this lady in Brazil. She just paid $90,000 to kiss Ricky Martin. Now, she owns this pet resort.
Doesn't that already tell you what kind of person she is, that she's going to shell out $90,000 to kiss Ricky Martin?
Now she placed the highest bid at an AIDS fundraiser auction in Brazil.
That's exactly where I like to think about kissing and swapping bodily fluids. Is that an AIDS fundraiser? Horrible event.
And the thing is that, as we know, like, Ricky Martin came out as being gay in 2010, and he's been with this guy for quite some time, and he still is. But, like, and in my mind, I kind of have that whole maybe, like, kissing booth thing in my head. Like, oh, I want to kiss Ricky Martin. They do, like, a little kiss on the lips and stuff, and you think, oh, it's done. There's a video out there of the whole thing.
Of them kissing?
Hang on 1 second. I'm going to play it to you right now.
Like, oh, she is getting in there. That is open mouth. And look at her. She's gorgeous.
So it's not just like a little peck on the...
Oh, man, she's gorgeous. And Rich and got to kiss Ricky Martin like that. I am jealous.
But it's just funny how it's like there's no kissing booth there at all. Like, she's like ready to make out.
There's nothing in between them but their clothes.
Wow.